Hey, it's Kim Commando today, your daily podcast to keep you up to date with all things digital and beyond. And I'd love to have you be a part of our podcast. You can make an appointment to speak with me. Just head over to commando.com, and on the top right, there's a button that says email Kim. Fill that out, and that's it. I always like to kick things off with something interesting, and X, formerly known as Twitter, has a big bot problem. Yeah, I didn't say big butt. I said a big bot problem. Turns out that people's DMs are getting totally bombarded with all sorts of spammy requests, from super attractive women saying, oh, I love you, you're the man of my dreams, to too good to be true job offers, and just tons and tons of crypto scams. So how is Elon Musk going to solve this big bot problem? He says you may have to pay to tweet in the new world. He said a small monthly payment is coming soon. And he said that was the only way they could think of to combat, in his words, vast armies of bots. Ugh, right? I mean, are we going to really pay to tweet? Oh, I'm already paying $8 a month for that stupid blue check mark. But anyway, for anyone in a relationship, I want you to take notes from Twitter. Introducing an ex after many years is never a good idea. Oh, yeah, that was a good one. After all, I'm Kim Commando, America's digital goddess. It's the biggest show. It's the best show. It's the most trusted show about everything digital. And you're about ready to get more tech smarts because everything's now a tech thing. For those tuning in the first time, a warm welcome to you and delighted to have you join us. And to our regular listeners, it's great to see your smiling face. Now, you can find my show across 420 fantastic stations here in the United States. And if you want to listen on your own time, not a problem. Just open up your favorite radio app and search for my last name, Commando. Or better yet, join the Commando community. These are just a group of great guys and gals. You're going to love them. And we have our interactive chat. We have our message boards. But there's more. You also get the podcast as the webcast commercial free. And yes, I did say commercial free. So wherever you are, whatever you're doing, my show is just a click away. And by the way, you can join that community by heading to the official homepage of the show. That's Commando with a K, of course. And then you want to hit the button that says community. And there's a 30-day free trial over inside the Commando community. And then we have discounts for everyone. I think so. I think everyone just gets a discount. We should just lower the price. But seniors, and let's see, we have emergency responders, military, vets, teachers, service personnel. Everybody gets a discount. That's what I'm saying. And a special shout out goes to all of our listeners on the American Forces Network Radio, serving more than 375,000 American servicemen and women in the Army, the Navy, the Air Force, the Marine Corps, the Coast Guard, and the Space Force, in 175 different countries. And I know that you have a few questions about something digital I can lend a hand to. And our T-Mobile Unlimited listener line is now open at 1-888-825-5254 is the way to join us. And just a quick reminder, you can always drop me your questions over on our website. That's commando.com with a K, of course. All right, it's my labor of love. Just for you guys and gals. Every single day I go to at least 35 different websites. And here are the top five things you need to know that's happening with tech right now. And let's start with one of the highest rated regular scheduled TV shows. What do you think it is? Okay, it's been around for a long time. Let me tell you, it's 60 Minutes. It pulls in about 8 million viewers. Actually, any show that can get between 2 and 3 million viewers is actually a success. So how did 30 million people watch Apple unveil a new iPhone? Okay, really think about that. 30 million people just watched the live stream. When Steve Jobs died about 12 years ago, many said Apple, the magic was gone. Okay, but more people are tuning into streaming broadcast to get a glimpse of a new iPhone than, get this, the NBA playoff game or the World Series final game combined. Okay, we talk about iPhone and Androids, but rarely talk about a Samsung Galaxy, a Motorola Razr, a Google Pixel. Even after all these years with more than 30 different models, if it's not an iPhone, no one seems to care. So let me tell you, Apple, the magic isn't gone. Now, for those of you who are even thinking about writing to me right now on the website or posting something on social, Kim Commando only shows good things about Apple because they pay advertising on her show. They've never been an advertiser on the show. They are not an advertiser on the show. And if you're listening and you work for Apple, we'd love to have you as an advertiser. All right, number two, the first place you go when you're sick, you go online, but you don't want to go to TikTok. One in five go to TikTok for medical advice. 33% of Gen Zers, they trust TikTok more than their doctor. Researchers from Ohio State University saw that TikTok's cancer-related content is mostly misleading and dramatically inaccurate. 73% of it is just wrong. Okay, so do not go to TikTok for medical advice. Number three in our list, I want you to think about this just for a moment. If you died suddenly, would you be embarrassed if anyone looked at your search history? Yeah, those late night questions that pop up, like how to spell croissant, or maybe you're hunting down that true first love of your life 20 or 30 years ago, or you're looking up some weird thing that only you know that you do, and you'd be embarrassed if somebody knew that you were even thinking about doing this or you do this. Okay, there's a new web browser for you, Opera GEX. It's got a trick up its sleeve. Here's how it works. If you don't open Opera GEX for 2 weeks, it figures out, well, you might have died, or heaven forbid, you went to another browser. And that's when this brilliant Fake My History tool just pops up. So let's say you search for, is it normal to shower only once every 2 weeks? Well, if you don't open the browser, it's going to change it to, do you think showering maybe 5 to 7 times a week is just too much? Yeah, that's what it does. Number four on our list of five things is I use Google Maps all the time. Now, have you ever driven down a road that Google Maps may have missed? Yeah, it happens more than you think, even with 10 million miles already covered in Street View. And now Google says, we need your help. So if you're the adventurous type, you love to explore, Google has just the thing for you. It's called the Road Mapper Tool. And this is where you join challenges to draw on those missing roads, especially busy areas that for some reason are not on Google Maps. It's not just fixing a map. Maybe you improve local business visibility or you help emergency services. Now, it's an invite-only gig, but you can apply to get in as a volunteer. We've got the link over on our website. And finally, this really is really interesting to me. Runners don't want to wear a smartwatch. What's going on? That's right. GPS heart rate watches first appeared in the late 80s. They were then in the early 2000s. You had Garmin and Suunto and others. They couldn't produce them fast enough because it records your location, your distance, your speed, duration. Of course, your heart rate just took the whole world by storm. But I read about this in the New York Times. Today, the world's top runners don't want to have a smartwatch. They say it makes their running seem like work. And I can totally relate this. So how does a competitive runner stay competitive? They estimate. They know what their time should be for a one-hour run. They write it down. They have weekly handwritten workout sheets. They don't even use Excel. And it's all in three-ring binders. And then handheld calculators do all the math. And for the best runners, old school is just the way that they're going, which reminds me of, why does Finland have the best runners in the world? Why does Finland have the best runners in the world? Anyone? Because they finish first. Oh, but a bump. All right, I'm going to go straight to the point. Our next guest here on the show is Mo Kennedy. And she accidentally ingested one of her Apple AirPods, and it landed her in the hospital for 9 hours. She had to have an emergency endoscopy. Now, I'm sure you're like, how in the world did that happen? Well, that's why Mo is here. And Mo, we're so glad that you're okay. So what happened?
So it was, a lot of people are like, oh, you must have had it. You know, you were listening to something before bed and it like fell in your mouth, right? And I'm like, oh, I wish, because I actually was dreaming and it was like super vivid dreaming. And all of a sudden I like came to and it was 3 a.m. and I had my AirPod case in one hand. And then I was just kind of like in this like, oh my gosh, what just happened? Because I was dreaming that I swallowed one, or I picked it up and swallowed it. And when I woke up, it was like halfway down my throat.
Oh my gosh. Was it lodged? Like, were you having trouble breathing at that point?
Not trouble breathing necessarily. It was almost like I was just feeling like I had to like choke it down almost. I mean, it was like my first instinct was to just like swallow it. I'm like, oh, what is that? Swallow it. And then I finally was like coming to and I was like, oh God.
And so you only swallowed one, right? Just want to make sure.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, yeah.
Do you remember what the dream was about? I mean, I've never had a dream where I swallowed an AirPod ever.
Me either. And I mean, I'm sure everyone else is thinking, you know, like, oh my gosh, what a dream. Like, that's the most bizarre thing. I'm like, yeah, it is. And then imagine it actually happening.
So you have this AirPod trying to swallow it. And then did you drink water or did you say, I just have to go to the emergency room?
Well, so I started kind of like thinking to myself, like, did that really happen? And then once I was like looking in my hand, I'm like, okay, there's only one AirPod in there. It's had to have been like reality at that point. And so I started panicking and I started trying to throw it up because I was like, oh man, if I actually swallowed that, I want to get it out.
Right.
And then I started Googling because I couldn't get it out. And I started Googling things and most of it was like, oh, your dog swallowed your AirPod. What to do now? You know? So there was, I mean, I finally got to like one person who was like, oh yeah, like this has happened to me. I was like, oh, thank God. And they were like, but it passed naturally and blah, blah, blah. And then there were comments that were like, well, doesn't like, or don't your AirPod Pros have magnets in them and like battery? And then I was like, all right.
I'm going to die. I'm going to die.
Yes. Yeah. I was like, this is it for me. I'm going to die. 26 swallowed an AirPod. That's it. But so I started panicking and I was actually at my mom's house and I ran into her room and woke her up and I was like, oh my God, you're not going to believe this, but I just swallowed my AirPod. We have to go to the ER. And she was like, are you sleepwalking? Like, what's going on? And I was like, nope, I'm being 100% serious.
And then
so
what
we
did
decided
the,
to go.
What did the ER doc say?
Well, first he was like, this is the first for me. And I was like, yeah, me too. But they just kept saying, are you sure you swallowed it? And I was like, I'm pretty sure because I was tracking it by that point on my phone. And it said like, AirPod Pros with you. And then it was like the right one is out of its
case.
Oh, and I was
no.
like, yeah.
Oh my
gosh. Like, I know it's out of its case.
Oh gosh.
So that I was pretty certain at that point. But they just said, you know, okay, don't drink anything. Cause in the ER, it was like a couple hour wait, but they did like the triage and everything. So they hooked me up with an IV, everything like that. And they didn't say to not drink any water, but I was so thirsty. And so I'm like chugging water. And then after probably like an hour, I was thinking to myself, like, is that bad? Like,
right.
It's an electronic device inside of me. And I'm just like chugging water now. But so they took me back and everyone was laughing because I was laughing. And I was like, you guys can laugh. I know this is like the stupidest thing that's ever happened. But here I am.
Now, did it still work when it was in your stomach?
It was. So, which was the most bizarre part because I had my mom call it because I could still track it on my phone. So I knew it was still on or still, you know, working. But so I answered and like on my phone, I answered and it was, she could hear like my stomach sound.
Gosh.
And then she could hear me like laughing, which was so bizarre. But I mean, it was hysterical everyone in that waiting room was laughing with us because it was just like, what in the world is going on?
You know, because you wouldn't think that you'd be able to still hear. And the fact that would be a little disheartening when you go to like the Find My list and you see AirPods and you're like, yep, there it is. You know?
Yep. I'm like, yep.
There it is inside. So obviously you're okay. So
yes.
What happened to the AirPod?
So I still have it, but I went back. And they did a CT scan and an x-ray, but they didn't see it on the x-ray. But then the CT scan came up and the nurse that was working with me, he was awesome. He was laughing and he's like, do you want to see it? And I was like, yeah, I do. And so he pulls it up and he's like scrolling and he's like, there she is. I'm like, oh, in all her glory. Yep, there she is. And we're sitting there and all of a sudden, like the other doctor comes in and he's like, yeah, so we have an ambulance coming just because we want to get you in and out. And I was like, for what? And they were like, oh, like we need to get that out. Because I'd been saying, you know, I really want it out, but I don't want to do like, you know, I don't feel like I need any kind of like big, crazy surgery.
You're not going to cut me open for this.
Exactly. I'm like, come on. But they were like, well, it's just like a simple procedure, but where it is and, you know, we're not positive that it's going to come out on its own, which I was like, oh, darn it. But I mean, honestly, I'd rather it come out, you know, front end, but.
Yes, exactly.
So they took me in the ambulance, which I was like, because I didn't want to, I'm like, that's expensive, right? But it was fine. They took me in and got me right in. And, you know, they were like pushing me in the stretcher through the ER, and it was like packed. And I felt horrible because I'm like, oh my gosh, I hope like all these people are probably like, oh no, like she's got to go to like an emergency surgery. Like, hope she's okay. And I'm like, oh my God, no, it's just, I swallowed an AirPod in my sleep. It was so bad.
But so they got the AirPod out. Does it work now?
It does. It does work.
Okay. Well, a lesson to all of our viewers and listeners for sure. Thanks for telling your story, Mo. It's frightening, isn't it, to think that you could swallow an AirPod? Oh, and then end up in the ER? No, thank you. All right, let's switch gears just a little bit. We're going to talk about Microsoft Word and PowerPoint. And these are some big files. And a lot of times they're super huge because of the photos inside of a document or a slideshow. Now, here's the deal, is that you can have the files compress all the images inside a Word doc or a PowerPoint presentation. Now, if you lower the image's resolution, you compress them, is that it still looks great on the screen. So you don't have to do this for every image inside a document or slideshow. Now, that's the secret. Both Word and PowerPoint, they're going to compress the images automatically. Now, for the exact steps on how to do this, here's what you do. In Word or PowerPoint in the help, just search for the phrase compress pictures. Once again, that's compress pictures. Oh, makes it so easy if you have to email these files out. Again, compress pictures. And before we go back to all of your phone calls, just real quick, if you own a Wyze security cam, I really want you to listen up. Because recently, owners were able to see webcam feeds that weren't theirs. Yeah, here's what happened. Wyze Cam owners logged into this portal on the web, and then the comments just started flooding in. Like, I don't know why, but I'm seeing somebody else's camera. Now, Wyze told The Verge it only happened for about 30 minutes. I guess that's like saying I'm only a little bit pregnant. But what this breach makes something perfectly clear is that you should probably check your Wyze Cam if you don't want anyone spying on you. You also want to practice good security cam hygiene. Be sure that you go in there and set up any type of automatic updates to your cam's firmware. Of course, strong passwords and two-factor authentication if your camera can do that. All right, let's see. David in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Hello there, David.
We have a television station, VBTV, and we post social media multiple times a day, showing clips and what's coming up and all that. And everybody loves what we're posting, but it seems to be the same 60, 75 people all the time who respond to the post. So I'm wondering what we need to do to get other eyes on our social media.
You know, it's a fascinating question, because just because you built it doesn't mean that they come. And with the algorithms, it's hard to break out of that mold. And so do you get our newsletters? Okay. Do you get them now?
Yes.
Okay. Do you remember what they used to look like?
No.
Okay. Well, they used to be crappy. Okay. Right. It was just a block of text with a picture and a link to the website. A block of text, picture, link to the website. And so what we did back in March is I kind of sat down with the gang and said, you know, we're going to make these phenomenal. We're going to make it so people can't wait to read them every single day. And they're only going to have a couple of ads. And back in March, we had about 150,000 subscribers. And now we have over 600,000 subscribers in just 6 months. And in order to continue that growth, because you can only tap into your existing audience only so much, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is that you have to start branching out. And so what we are doing, we have been doing over the last 30 days, is buying ads on social media to spark people to sign up for the newsletters and to engage further with the brand.
Okay.
And the results are very promising. And we are finding a lot of people converting to following the pages and also subscribing to the newsletters. And now, in order for you to do this, and what I'm talking about is really targeted advertising, okay, where you find audiences like these 60 to 70 people, and then you're going to say, you know, you're going to like this. And I'll tell you, we'll talk about the ads in just a second. But before you can do this, is that you have to do what's called the customer lifetime value, the CLV. And there are different places online, David, that you can figure out what your CLV is. And what this tells you is how much a customer is worth it to you. So before we start talking about advertising, we need to know how much that customer is worth to you. So that this way, when you go to buy ads, you can say, I'm only going to spend $1.20 per customer, and my lifetime value of this customer is $5, so you can see I'm making money. A lot of people don't do this. They just say, oh, we're going to run Facebook ads, you know, or Instagram ads or Twitter ads. But you have to make sure that you're not doing it and you're losing money. You know, it has to be a win-win proposition.
Mm-hmm.
And so as we've been doing this, I will tell you that it's been very successful. And an open rate on a newsletter, if you can get over 30%, it's good. The open rate on people that we're getting from Facebook and Instagram in a targeted fashion, the open rate is 75%.
Wow, okay.
So it does work, but again, you need to make sure that you know what's called the CLV, the current lifetime value, customer lifetime value of whoever your viewer is. And then you have to come up with audience segments, and it's based on their age, their demographic, their interests, their behaviors. So that's where you kind of have to sit down and say, okay, what do I think my customer looks like? You know, who are they? And then that's where you can refine that down to the zip code and how much money they make and all these other different, even their political orientation if you wanted, and start finding more people that would be interested in your programming. The other thing, too, is that with the ads is that you have to test various ads. Right now, text-based ads are working as well as short video ads.
Okay.
And then also start with your Facebook posts. Start looking at and your other social media posts. Start doing things differently. So if you're always posting, like you said, a short video with a link to go watch, maybe it's a meme. If you look at my Facebook page, I post a meme every single day. You can steal that idea from me. The reason why is because then that reaches other people because people love to share funny stuff.
Gotcha. Okay.
And so think of something that works with you. You can start doing polls, quizzes, make it all interactive. And but again, you could collaborate with other brands. But, you know, a lot of this, what I have found is that when I wanted to drive customers, eyeballs directly to a free newsletter, no matter how much I put it on my Facebook page, is that it didn't reach new eyeballs. And
yeah, I mean, we get research overnight that tells us, you know, the average age of the person who's watching the sex and all that. But then you say to yourself, well, we have those viewers. Let's go out and try to get viewers of other ages and stuff. So, you know, we're kind of torn with that, too. But we just wanted new pairs of eyes to see because we think what we're doing is novel and great, but and everybody seems to dig what we're doing, but there's just just the same amount of people see it all the time. So.
Yeah, and that's where you have to break out of the mold. And nobody really likes to pay for anything. I get that. Me too. I mean, you know, I'm like cheapo queeno over here, but I have found that we've had success in Facebook advertising and in Instagram advertising. We're just now trying some Twitter ads. And so take a look at it. It's super easy to set up an account. They have all kinds of tutorials online. And then in addition to that, you can also see on Facebook, I think this is fascinating, that you can see what other ads are on Facebook playing at that particular moment and what the results of those ads are. And so if you have any questions about what you're doing or how you're doing it, just start messing around in that Facebook dashboard. Now, if you have any questions afterwards, just give me a shout back. I'm always here for you. Thank you, David. You know, another thing that you might want to do is start going into the online communities like Reddit or Quora or these niche forums that may be related to whatever content that you are broadcasting on your TV network. So this way you can introduce your brand to folks who may not have discovered you through traditional social media channels. All right, so you've got all your work stuff and then you have all the personal stuff and you're putting it on one machine, whether it's a laptop or maybe you're still on a desktop. So what you want to do is you want to separate it. And you can separate work from home programs by using multiple desktops. Now, both Mac and Windows, these virtual desktops are just a few clicks away. But let's just back up just a little bit. What exactly is a desktop? Okay. It's your browser, your apps, your programs, and then you can switch from one setup to the other setup. So if you want to play a game, you can easily switch to your personal setup. If you want to check your work email, obviously you're going to go to your work setup. So these multiple desktops are really easy to use. Microsoft calls it, again, multiple desktops. Wow, sometimes things do make sense in Microsoft land. And switching it is super easy. What you're going to do is just go to the task view button and then click plus new desktop in the top left of the screen. Now on Mac, they call it not multiple desktop, they call it spaces. And again, it's super easy to do that. You go into the mission control dashboard by pressing control up and then you swipe up. I know there's a lot of steps to this and it's really hard to keep track of them when you're just listening, especially if you're driving. So that's why we wrote everything up for you in great detail that you can get to right now by heading over to commando.com. And when you're there, hit that show picks button right on the homepage. That's commando.com, show picks. Lance in Knoxville, Tennessee. Hello there, Lance.
Well, I was having some trouble. My wife's Google picture account was full up and wouldn't let her download any email anymore.
Okay.
Because she had it full of pictures. So I managed to learn how to download all her pictures onto a thumb drive on my computer.
Wow.
And yeah, that was took about half a day. I had to do it at 500 pictures at a time, and got that done on there. And the thumb drive has a C connection, and so I went, oh great, got all her pictures here. Now she can do it. I stuck it in her phone, and the phone doesn't recognize the thumb drive.
Okay,
can't see the pictures from her phone. Did I do something wrong, or is there any, or is it just not compatible to that?
It's pretty hard to say from here, but let's talk about the pictures. Okay. Are the pictures still up in Google Photos?
After I downloaded them all, I deleted the pictures so that she can access her emails.
Okay. So the only copies of the pictures are on this thumb drive.
Right.
Ooh. Okay. Here's what we're going to do. I'm going to put you on hold. Uh-huh. And then we're going to give you an address to get a free account inside the Commando community. The Commando community is a place where a lot of people like get this show as a podcast, commercial free. You can watch the show. There are videos, but there's also this really busy message board, and we call it the Q&A forum. And so it's where people like you that have pretty much, it's just a more of a tech support question where I kind of have to go through, ask you some more questions and then give you some steps to try. That when we try to put these calls on a national radio show or big time podcast is that it gets kind of boring for everybody else to listen because they don't care that you can't get to your pictures. I know you do and I do, but they don't.
Okay? Gotcha.
So what we do is we can put this question inside the Q&A forum and then you know what happens. Either I work the boards, I'll come in and answer some questions, but we also have John, and John is my IT genius, okay? He's mine. You can't have him, okay? But I will loan him to you from time to time. I mean,
okay,
John knows everything. He does, okay? And he can figure all things out. And let me tell you something else about John. He knows every single one of my passwords.
He's trustworthy, huh?
1,000%. I mean, every single one of my passwords. I mean, it's just, so we're going to help you out there. So where you can leave your question there, and then we have a team of experts, including John, who will kind of walk you through, say, okay, let's try this, let's do this, let's do that. Maybe you need an adapter, you know. So, okay. But you should never put all your pictures on a thumb drive. Never, never, ever.
Yeah, there was no other option to that. Well, it's actually, I have them on my computer in zip files, and then I transfer them from zip files to a thumb drive. So,
you still have a copy
on two different sources.
Okay, yes. Good. All right, because, you know, thumb drives are, you know, they're notorious for losing data. So I never want to trust important stuff on a thumb drive. So, Lance, as I mentioned, I'm going to put you on hold. And for everybody else, in case you want to try the Commando community, you get 30 days free. Head over to commando.com/community. You can go to community.commando.com, too, and you can sign up there. And as I mentioned, everybody gets 30 days free. And after that, you know what? I think we give discounts to everybody in the universe, too. I mean, so if you're a senior, if you're a service personnel, you're military, retired, a vet, whatever it may be, I think everybody gets a discount. So again, that's over inside the Commando community. And again, community.commando.com to sign up. And Lance, thank you for your call. Hey, speaking of the Commando community, just want to remind you that you can get a 30-day free trial. And after that, it's just a few bucks a month. The 30-day free trial allows you to use the entire community. We don't lock down certain areas like other websites do. And after that, as I mentioned, it's just a few dollars a month. We have discounts for everybody, too. We do. Seniors, military, police, fire, service personnel, students, you name it. Everybody gets a discount. And again, that's the Commando community. Just head over to commando.com and hit the button that says community. I recently read a really disturbing Mother Jones report. A woman in Milwaukee went on a date with a guy that she met on Match.com. She woke up confused the next morning, not remembering like what happened. Her car was gone. There were about $800 in charges on her debit card, and she was probably drugged. Now, the man is a person of interest in a murder case. A 21-year-old named Laura matched with a guy on Bumble and Tinder. She rejected him. He went off the rails. He wasn't the hot 22-year-old his profile showed. He was actually a 55-year-old registered sex offender. So I don't mean to scare you or your loved ones, but I want you to be a smart online dater. I want you to video chat. Yes, you have to video chat. Don't just be chatting online, okay? You want to look for verified profiles too. Any photos that are there, make sure that you do a reverse image search over at Google. Do not talk only in the app. Again, you want a video. And if somebody says, we want you to talk outside of an app in a messaging app, no, you always want to stay in that app. And always bring a friend with you on your first date. You want to make sure that you guys and gals are always safe because I really, really care about you. And if you have any questions about dating online, always love to get your questions. Head over to commando.com and drop it right there under the button that says email Kim. And be sure to tell three friends about the Kim Commando Show because you know knowledge is power.
This program is a copyrighted production of Westar Multimedia Entertainment and protected by the copyright laws. Any rebroadcast or use of this program for commercial, business, economic, or financial purposes without the written permission of Westar Multimedia Entertainment is strictly prohibited.